Smile. 90.4 FM.
We're talking about your kitchen disasters this morning.
Well, I got home from work the one day. My husband decided to make hard-boiled eggs in the microwave. Mm. So when I walked in there, it looked like a horror scene, but in the place of blood being spattered everywhere, it looked like scrambled eggs on the ceiling, on the cupboard, the floor. It was just everywhere. I don't know exactly how that happened, but the microwave door didn't even open. So how everything got through the little feet across the door, I don't know. Well, I kind of blew myself up at about 20 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Details.
About 20 years ago, I used to work for a pub in Newlands, and it was Boxing Day, and we went in for the half-day shift for the soccer match. And I said to the staff, you know what, guys, I'll make a bacon and egg fry-up, and you guys set the restaurant up. So I went into the kitchen to light the six-cylinder gas cooker with the pans on. And I opened them all up and went back to light the first one, and there was a leak. And as I went to bend over to light the first one, whoosh, went over the top of my face.
Whoa.
It took all my facial hair off, my eyelashes, my eyebrows, and the front part of, like, my fringe. It felt like I'd instantly been sunburned so badly.
Oh.
And my lips as well.
My next-door neighbor, he used to come home on a Friday evening with all kinds of goods that he got, you know, because he closed the eye here and he closed the eye there. And he also had tins of vegetables there. So he goes into the kitchen, and the next thing is, I'm outside on the grass, and the next thing is just come. Poof! I thought, what the hell is going on? I ran across there. And there he's standing there, shaking like a leaf. I say, hey, what happened? He says, I don't know, the tin just exploded. And I said to him, Doug, didn't you open it first? She says, Mia. So I go into the kitchen, and the kitchen was green, like it was just being painted. But that was an end of it. And now I was waiting for his wife, and his wife was the rechte boer auntie. And when she came home that night, I think people in Blobergsrand could hear.
Smile Breakfast. Says tot 9. 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.